Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown! The following contest is scheduled for 3 rounds in the Inner Geekdom division. Introducing first, with a record of 1 win, 2 defeats, he is Jesse the Jackal Swift!
All right, so Swift,
here comes the Jackal.
Wait. He's gone rogue. He does not. He's just hanging out.
Hey, Rachel.
Just doing his own thing. Hey, Jackal.
I take it word he is a huge fan of yours. I think many Inner Geekdom players are looking to the Crusher for some sort of guidance, not only in the game, but in their personal life as well.
It's an honor.
Swift is set in, I guess, now. He awaits his opponent, who is a member of the Mercs.
And his opponent, representing the Quirky Mercs, with a record of 4 wins, 5 defeats, and 1 knockout, he is Brandon the Hornet.
Wait, that's not
good.
Brandon.
That is not
those are our masks.
A ragtag gang of ne'er-do-wells has invaded the studio.
What
Rachel,
is going
I'm
on?
For my very life.
I feel like we might need some help here. I mean, they've just interrupted
the
match.
The Hornet has punched out
three
potential robbers in the studio like a true superhero, and Coy Chandler shows up just in the nick of time.
The hero we apparently needed.
Coy Chandler, not really concerned with helping fight the crime. He was going to let the Hornet
take
care
Brandon
of those duties
of
on his own. But now it is Coy Jandrew showing up with the Hornet. Everybody smiles on the Mercs right now. Swift looking very casual. And so at least one of these two matches we think is going to be a clean, fair fight.
We can hope.
So they're giving their last licks to their players, or at least Coy is. Swift managerless. And so now I will get to the rules of round number 1. 10 questions from 10 different corners of the Movie Trivia Inner Geekdom Galaxy. 15 seconds to write down that response. A correct answer earns you a point. If you need more time, 3 repeats are all yours throughout the duration of the 3-round match. So use them, but use them wisely. Let's go to Jesse the Jackal Swift. Sir, are you ready to compete in studio?
I am, but first I really want to say to Hannah, you should have kept the hitman because one hitman could take out 100 guys, but it only takes one can of Raid to take out 100 hornets.
That's actually true. I had a nest in my
good
backyard.
Factoid.
Molly was nipping at it. Took care of that with one can of Raid. Let's go to the Hornet, who I do not believe is an enemy of Molly, the Wonder Dogs.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that was a little harsh to say. But hi, Rachel. It's so great to have you here. And hello once again, Mark.
Hello.
I'm just super happy to be here. And, you know, it's Hornet time. As we say, ready? Stay with me, guys. Buzz, buzz.
Okay. New catchphrase.
Studio audience ready to say buzz buzz.
Then let's get ready to schmodown.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's an act. I think he's a genuinely nice guy. And I don't think there's going to be any sort of turn at all.
This might be the true Brandon Hanna in front of us today.
I'm crossing my fingers, knocking on some wood. All right, here comes question number 1, courtesy of the legend herself, coming down from the Mount Olympus of the schmodown to ask some questions with me here at the desk. Rachel Cushing, at your ready.
Good luck, gentlemen, and of course, I am happy to say that category number 1 is in the realm of Middle-earth. In The Hobbit, The Unexpected Journey, what kind of creatures are William, Bert, and Tom?
And I can back that up as far as you love all the Inner Geekdom categories, but this one really
this
stole
one's at
your
the top.
Heart and your bookshelf.
Oh, you've seen it. You helped me move it one time.
I've lifted it before.
Mm-hmm.
Those tomes are heavy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Jackal.
Trolls, like this guy.
Trolls.
Oh, shot fired.
Correct, Hornet.
Well, that wasn't really cool, but trolls.
Correct. And lovely handwriting for both competitors thus far as well.
Always helpful.
Your next category is Star Trek, in which I'm inclined to remind you that should we ask about any film or any film sequel, we do need the full and complete title. Thank you for that. And your question. Nicholas Meyer directed 2 films in the Star Trek franchise that features the original crew. Name one of those movies.
So if you have to write out the whole title, there's going to be a lot of fast scribbling, and I'm not sure the penmanship will hold up in this round.
Yeah, that first question, pretty easy. Just
yeah, comparatively speaking.
One word. Was that six letters? Five, four, three, two, one. Let's see if the furious scribbling of the Hornet paid off.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
That is the correct title and sequel. How about The Jackal?
You can see the two dashes right there. Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan.
We'll give you that. That's correct, sir. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan is correct. And so it is 2-2 here as we careen into question number three. What's the category, Rach?
Who said it? Which dystopian film featuring Ed Harris begins with the line, "Good morning, on this day, July 1st, 2014, at this hour, 0600, we are at the very first airport in the world"?
You got to do this more often. That was a great read, and I also felt like I would obey your command if that's you saying these things.
I'm going to tuck that away. That seems like a good power to have.
You should welcome tourists to LAX.
Oh.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down. The Jackal.
Snowpiercer?
Is correct. How about the Hornet?
Oh, boy, I love trains. Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
We're learning all kinds of things about Brandon today.
Pretty fun. I bet he's got a set in his basement. Let's go to your next category, which is Hasbro. Fun toys to play with in the bathtub, and they make some movies.
As opposed to has-been.
Here is your question.
Never was.
Who voices Optimus Prime in Transformers Dark of the Moon? Not to be confused with the great Pink Floyd album. Almost the same name.
Mm-hmm. These are the movies that convinced me to not come back and play in the Intergeekdom.
We're going to do that yourself. Three,
my heart goes out to you guys for watching Transformers.
One. Pens down. Let's go to the Hornet.
That'd be the great Peter Cullen.
That is correct. How about Jesse Swift?
I believe it was Peter Cullen.
All right. So they are perfect through four questions apiece. Question five.
Off to a great start. Your next category is swashbuckling pulp movies. You will find The Horse Tornado in what 1998 film starring Antonio Banderas?
When you came to the studio today, did you see Bateman? I didn't see him anywhere.
No, and I don't see him now, which just makes me think there's some scrambling happening.
This might come down to the wire here. Mm-hmm. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, going to Jesse Swift first.
Legend of Zorro.
Is incorrect. How about the Hornet?
Me and him sure do have a lot in common. It's the Mask of Zorro.
That, you both have
right, first blood.
That is correct. So
Buzz
takes the first lead of the day, 5-4. He's still perfect. Swift trails by one. Your next question is in the category of Marvel films. In the X-Men franchise, what is Storm's real name?
Look at that.
Need the first and the last name. Was that a Storm patch that the Jack was pointing to?
It is.
I guess if you're wearing an answer, you can kind of, you know.
More power to you.
Yeah, maybe sneeze, wipe your nose. And, hey, look, it's a correct answer.
Makes you want to rethink all the costumes you wear in the show.
Don't give away anything. Five.
Some of us wear hints.
Four, three, two, one. Pens down to a very nice young man, the Hornet.
Oh, I don't think I remembered her last name. Aurora Storm.
That is not correct, unfortunately. How about Jesse Swift? Did he have it?
Thank you. It's Aurora Monroe.
That is correct. Aurora Monroe.
And we're tied again.
Aurora, very close. But now we have ourselves a tied ball game.
That's a really good name.
All right. Question number seven comes from The Wizarding World. What year saw the release of the final installment in the Harry Potter franchise, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2?
You a fan of these beasts that are quote-unquote fantastic?
I didn't mind the first one. Well, let's clarify. I like the beasts. The movies, jury's out.
I used to know a beast.
Five,
and then I was abandoned.
Four.
Growl, growl.
Three, two, one. Sorry to bring up old wounds there, Jesse. You have first crack at the correct answer here.
Well, I'm going to try my new catchphrase, which is win-win, 2011.
That's correct. How about the Hornet?
Another great movie came out this year, 2011.
What was the other great movie? Was it your movie?
You know, Green Lantern's a different movie, right?
No.
I don't really talk about the green ones. Your next question is in the world of, could be either one of those, comic book movies. And here's the question. The Prince song, Let's Go Crazy, plays during the opening battle and car chase of what 2010's comic book film?
Great song.
You know me well enough, speaking of songs. There is a song in the film The Green Hornet that I'm particularly fond of. Can you name it?
No.
Van Halen, Feel Your Love Tonight.
I should have at least gone with Van Halen. And then let
Can
me
I get finish. A repeat?
That's your first repeat, yes, sir. Categories: comic book movies. The question, the Prince song Let's Go Crazy plays during the opening battle and car chase of what 2010's comic book film? Yeah, I really realized that was a flaw in my movie criticism, being an impartial judge, that if you play some VH, I'm probably going to review you favorably. Perfect time to put that song in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really put some pep in that step. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and I can't wait to get Brandon Hanna's answer.
This sure was a tough one. Is it Red?
It is not Red.
Aw, nuts.
Jesse Swift for the lead.
Was it Green Hornet?
It was not Green Hornet either. I would have felt very bad about giving away an answer. And then the Hornet wouldn't have even got it. It just would have been chaos here in the studio, and that's not apparently until the second match tonight. We were looking for Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Ah, Prince, Kingsman. I got it.
There you go.
Makes sense.
All right.
All right. Manager conferring, and we're back.
Question number 9 is from Star Wars. Did you hear that? Are the first words spoken in what Star Wars film?
You know, these are the questions that remind me why I retired from Intergeekdom and also why I never competed in the first place.
Aw, but Star Wars, you love Star Wars.
It's my franchise.
It is.
I don't get many of these correct, right? I think I might have got that. I don't know. They're still writing. And I'm counting. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, Jackal. Pens down. And we go to Brandon Hanna first.
Would that be Attack of the Clones?
That is not correct. How about Swift for the lead?
Star Wars Force Awakens.
Can you say that with more confidence? No, it's incorrect. So you should.
Then no, sir, I can't.
It's Star Wars Episode 4.
I can only say it less confidently.
A New Hope. Very first time we heard words
in any Star Wars film.
Back in 77, now we go to the world of villains for your final question here in round 1. 6-6. And your question for a point. In 1997's classic Steel, which cast member from The Breakfast Club played the villainous Nathaniel Burke?
I like that we've snuck Breakfast Club into an Intergeekdom question. I approve.
A Steel question.
Well, it won't be the
even
only
better. A classic movie,
individual?
Huh?
Did you enjoy it? I do like Shaq. 5, 4, 3. One, I preferred him in Blue Chips. Pens down, and let's go to Jesse.
Well, dip me in crap and roll me in breadcrumbs. Is it Judd Nelson?
I'm not going to do either one of those things, but you are correct. Wow. How about the Hornet?
You sure it's not the world's greatest Tommy Doyle, Anthony Michael Hall?
It's not Anthony Michael Hall. Sorry. He's great in those Batman movies, though. So with that, Jesse Swift, who found himself trailing at a certain point here in round 1, now has a lead by 1.7-6 as we head into round number 2. That is the wheel round. The wheel emerges. 5 questions will be featured in each wedge category. Questions worth 2 points, unless you need multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number 2. So, Jesse, we've given you plenty of time to confirm with your manager. Would you like to spin first or defer to your opponent?
I will spin first.
He was actually looking at the eraser like it was giving him some sort of guidance.
You may head to the wheel whenever somewhere. You're ready.
Hey, you know, these guys, this guy and Elvis actually hang out, so he's got some great advice.
Elvis, I hear, is good company.
We have rodents, we have some erasers. Go ahead over there, sir, and give that wheel a yank.
All right, put some WD on this boy?
Here it comes. Go ahead. Put some gusto in there. Round and round it goes. Those wild card slices lurking, and Swift has spun fantasy sci-fi. So do you want to keep that, or do you want to spin again, give you some time to think amongst you and your eraser friend? He's now,
there's another one over here.
To the wheel.
Wow.
Okay. I am going to spin again.
He's going to spin again. All right. Here comes the spin. Whatever he spins, he must settle on, including a wild card slice.
Meryl Streep.
No Meryl Streep. Apparently fantasy
sci-fi
loves him.
The
when
wheel
it's
going to
be, it's going to be.
All right, so fantasy sci-fi is the call here for round number 2, and that is going to be 5 questions for the Jackal, courtesy of our fantasy sci-fi expert named not me at all, Rachel Cushing.
Your first question in the realm of fantasy science fiction. Nelson Machida plays Yakito Yaki Yanagito, the lab assistant to Peyton Westlake in what 1990s film?
To attempt to avoid a potential steal, I would like to dock down a multiple choice, please.
Okay. Is it A, Darkman, B, The Shadow, C, Timecop, or D, Tank Girl?
Well, hopefully this is correct. This was my first instinct. I'm going to say Darkman.
That is correct for 1 point.
All right, so Swift increases the lead to 2, and even Hannah's a fan of that answer. So we go to his second question in the world of fantasy sci-fi.
Which Oscar-winning actress plays Agent O in the Men in Black franchise?
Emma Thompson.
Correct for 2 points.
All right, so the Jackal starting to get his bearings here in round number 2.
All right, your third question. In Judge Dredd, what is the name of the penitentiary that Dredd and Fergie are sentenced to serve time at?
I didn't know they had one members of Black Eyed Peas in that movie. Can I get a multiple choice, please?
Is it A, Aspen, B, Brookfield, C, Lagos, or D, Braun?
Can I go with option A?
A, Aspen is correct.
Aspen.
1 point.
Got a place called Aspen where the beer flows like wine. 2 questions remain for Jesse Swift in a productive round number 2 thus far.
Doing very well. And as Mark Ellis likes to say, your penultimate question in the round is, which Oscar nominee plays Pat Novak, host of the Novak Element and prominent supporter of mechanized crime control in the film RoboCop 2014?
Okay, that would be the one, the only, the original, Michael Keaton? I think.
Incorrect. And so for a steal opportunity here, Rachel's going to repeat the question for the Hornet.
Which Oscar nominee plays Pat Novak, host of the Novak Element and prominent supporter of mechanized crime control in the film RoboCop 2014?
I hate to do this to you, buddy, but I think it's Samuel L. Jackson.
That's a big steal.
That's a huge steal. A 4-point swing cuts the lead to 3. It's still 11-8 in favor of the Jackal, and he has 1 question remaining in the category of fantasy science fiction.
Your final question. In the film Tank Girl, the Rippers are mutants that are inhuman mixed with what animal?
All right. My brain's either treating me dirty or the answer's kangaroo.
That is correct.
It's a weird question.
Your brain did well that time.
That Tank Girl's got some wacky stuff in it. But look, all in all, a lot of knowledge displayed by Swift, but that challenge is a tough one to swallow. Excuse me, it's not a challenge. It's a steal, and it was a correct steal by the Hornet. So it is 13-8, and now they, and yes, they, he has a manager who is more sentient, and I don't believe, actually, Corey might have been mixed with a kangaroo. I'm not sure. Go ahead and hop on over to the wheel.
Ooh, new wheel. New me. Am I right?
All right. Brandon Hanna very excited about the wheel, as are many fans around the world, and he has spun. That's Middle Earth.
Well, I think I'll take it.
Oh, nice. A man after my own heart.
Middle Earth. Crush, unfortunately, crush. Rachel doesn't get to ask.
I can't ask the questions,
but
though.
But you do get to listen to me attempt to pronounce everything in Middle Earth accurately. That's an adventure in and of itself. All right, so it's going to be 5 questions in the world of any film that takes place primarily in Middle Earth. Brandon Hanna, 2 points per question. Multiple choices, 1 point. Steal opportunities in play. Here's your first question. In the category of Middle Earth, which character narrates the prologue in 1978's Lord of the Rings?
Can hear a pin drop.
5, 4.
I'm gonna go with Galadriel.
Galadriel is incorrect, so for a 2-point steal to avenge your earlier steal, Jesse Swift, the question, which character narrates the prologue in 1978's Lord of the Rings?
Is it Aragorn?
What was that answer?
Aragorn.
Sorry, it's incorrect. Looking for Gandalf.
Let's go!
Gandalf. I'm hearing not great things about that 78 version.
I'm guessing this one slipped through the cracks for these guys.
Talking the green room there, so no points exchanged there. Still 13-8. Back to Brandon the Hornet. Hannah, for question number two in the category of Middle Earth, which actor plays the dwarf Dwalin in the Hobbit films?
Dwalin.
I'm going to go with multiple choice, please.
All right, your four options for a point. Is it A, Graham McTavish, B, Ken Stott, C, James Nesbitt, or D, Stephen Hunter?
Graham McTavish.
Is correct for a point, and Brandon Hanna the board here in round number two, and I already have one mispronunciation. Let's see if we can go for another one here, at least for points for the Hornet. Your question three in the category of Middle Earth, in Return of the King, which actor plays the villainous Lord Denethor, son of?
Ectelion. We make a good team.
That would be the star of The Conjuring 3, John Noble.
Thanks for that information. Okay. That is correct for 2 points, and now it's getting
the devil made me do it.
13-11. Two questions remain for the Hornet. He can tie the lead of Swift with his penultimate question in the category of Middle Earth, and it is: in The Desolation of Smaug, Legolas tells Tauriel that his father has protected and favored her for how many years?
Ooh, big multiple choice on that one, Mark.
I can give you
as
that.
As opposed to a little one, of course.
Your four options for a point. Is it A, 400, B, 500, C, 600, or D, 700?
400.
That is incorrect. So for a one-point steal to pat his lead to 3, Swift, in The Desolation of Smaug, Legolas tells Tauriel that his father has protected and favored her for how many years? Is it A, 400, B, 500, C, 600, or D, 700?
C, 600?
That's why you don't procreate. It's just centuries and centuries of looking after people. That is correct for a big one-point steal. So Swift picks it up here. Brandon Hanna still has a chance to earn points in round number two, but it is going to be Swift who has the lead regardless heading into round number three. The Hornet has a chance to trim that to 1 with his final Middle Earth question, and it is: actress Sarah McLeod plays which character in the Lord of the Rings films? That's McLeod. Five, four, three.
Rosie Cotton.
Is correct. Nice. For 2 huge points that could become a big factor in round 3. 14.
Don't read my lips next time.
Brandon Hanna cuts the lead to 1, and we head into round number 3. This is the round that will determine the match. 3 questions per competitor in this all-important round. The questions increase in both point value and difficulty. 2 points, then 3 points, then 5 points for that final question. And so it is going to be Jesse Swift entering this round anyway with the lead. Jesse, sir, you have the right to give us your 3 lucky numbers first, from 1 to 20. What feels most fortunate? All right, 1 to 16, excuse me.
Okay. X, reference it one more time, Roman numeral for 10.
That's correct.
Just like Weapon X, you know? So I'm going to say 10, and I'll go with my age, which is, sorry to hurt some of you out there, 28. 2 and then 8.
2? And then 8. All right. 10, 2, and 8. So now we go to the Hornet, trailing by 1. Your lucky numbers from 1 to 16 that are not 10, 2, or 8.
7, 9, and 15.
Oh, sir. Definitely within the realm of acceptability here. 7, 9, and 15. All right. So Rachel's going to be asking the Hornet this series of questions. I'll be handling the duties for Swift. And Rach, it appears that the Hornet now has selected category 7. For his 2-point question, and that is in the world of Superman movies. So Superman films and the lore therein. 2 points on the table right now for the Hornet. He could take the lead.
All right. For 2 points, Gene Hackman appeared in how many Superman films?
Five.
I believe he appeared in 3.
That is correct for 2 points.
Yeah. All right. Got Superman 1, 2, and then 4.
One of them was Superman the movie.
Just for peace. The movie, motion picture. It's fun times last season. And now we are firmly planted in this season where Swift can regain the lead if he hits his two-pointer. He selected number 10 for his opening salvo, and that is in the category of Spider-Man films. Name one of the directors for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Five, four.
Repeat the question.
All right, that's his second repeat. Has one remaining. Name one of the directors for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Phil Lord.
Is incorrect. We're looking for Bob Perchetti, Peter Ramsey, or Rodney Rothman, all directing that classic. And so now we stick with Swift, who now has his three-pointer that he's going to be fielding. Brandon Hanna has a one-point lead, but again, the Jackal still in the ballgame, can get a two-point lead if he hits this question. You selected category two for your three-pointer, and that corresponds to the Wizarding World of that kid with the scar. Here is your question. For 3 points and the lead, in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, what is the name of Hagrid's half-brother? He has one repeat left.
Right.
Five, four, three, two.
Elliot.
Elliot is not correct. Looking for Gawpy. G-A-W-P-Y.
I believe it's Grop with an R, Mark.
Groppy is the name we're looking for. I knew what it was. And so, unfortunately for Swift, now his back is against the wall. The Jackal does have another question, and it's worth 5 points. That's the good news, Rach.
Yep.
Bad news is it's his last question. So if he hits it, he puts the pressure back on the Hornet. If he misses, the Hornet will have won his first Intergeekdom match of Season 9. Mm-hmm. Jesse the Jackal Swift, you selected category number 8 for your 5-point question, and that corresponds to the world of Jurassic Park. And your question. Which character in the franchise says the line, "Why don't people listen to me? I use plain and simple English. I don't have any accent that I'm aware of."
John Hammond.
And your winner, Brandon the Hornet, Hannah!
Hannah takes the win, looking for Dr. Ian Malcolm. Ian Malcolm, although I think I speak for a lot of people, I probably would have gone with John Hammond there, too. That was
He's
a tough
very good
question,
educated
a little tricky, but nonetheless, those are the 5-pointers in the Intergeekdom Movie Trivia Showdown.